The first issue is approval of the Tuesday, August 6th committee meeting minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passed. We'll hold off on the purchase orders till the last. We have all our paperwork going around. You have some contracts that you want to approve too, Kurt?
The only thing I have is a purchase request. It's emergency strobe light replacement out of the Kiowa Street Tower. It was hit by lightning, blew up the control panel and everything.
How much is it?
That's $10,821. But I turned that into insurance. I haven't heard back on how much insurance is going to cover on it yet. It'd probably be the $2,500.
Are you guys willing to approve it pending insurance?
I'll make a motion to approve it pending the insurance.
We'll just do it. I'll just have you sign it, and we'll do it all at once.
The strobe light is $10,000.
What's that radial tower?
Yeah, they're easily
controlled. Does that control your department?
No.
Communications or what?
Used for the Madison County Fire Department channels.
So we need to fix it anyway.
Than 200 feet. You have to have a strobe on it. Mm-hmm. A white strobe today.
290. I think I'm just going to start selling new lines of equipment.
So
You want to go through project status, Kurt?
Sure. The administration building IT server room. We had our site visit and review with DSI. They're reviewing their drawings and our drawings and developing the space and system upgrades for the server room. Courthouse update. CTS group has all the information they requested, and they should be delivering their report shortly.
Good for you.
CDEC has their initial site visit scheduled for tomorrow.
Did they give you a preliminary about, you know, what they found? Or
heard anything yet.
Okay.
CDEC has their initial site visit tomorrow. I said that already. Jail door control upgrade. Corsair is 99% complete. They just have two panels that they have to install on the jail console itself. Jail needs study. I just wanted to review the presentation if anyone had any comments or questions from our special meeting.
I missed that special meeting.
Yeah. It was very good.
Very important.
Yeah, I was in Canada, unfortunately.
And also, if anyone wants to take another tour, or if someone hasn't been on a tour yet.
I do need to take a tour.
Okay.
I can't do it today.
No, that's fine.
Maybe.
Just wanting to get a hold of the sheriff also and schedule something so he can walk through with us.
You got anything going early, in the mornings, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tomorrow? Like, what you get going?
Depends on what day it is.
Okay. Well, I'm free, I think, pretty much every day the rest of the week around that time. So
I'll get a hold of the sheriff and see what they would work with. Okay. Mornings are better for you.
This week, any mornings?
Kurt, is it going to be easier for you to have single people tours or just... like we've been doing in the past, a group of people.
It'd be better if we had a group.
So that's something that too.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Mr. Madison was aware that we did it in groups.
No, I mean, I could do it in a group. I just thought y'all did it already.
You've already all taken it, right?
And I was out of town.
He's
of
the
course.
Man out. Well, we got to run him through.
I don't. It doesn't need to be any special dog and pony show. Just something I can run through there and look around and see what we're doing. You know, that's all.
I'll talk to the sheriff and see when he's available, and
okay.
I'll get back with him. Wood River facility transfer switch replacements. It's complete. They replaced both switches, and the insurance is covering all except for the $2,500 deductible. So that's only going to cost us $2,500.
Attending to the Wood River facility. Don't we have two people down there all the time?
I have one full-time custodian down there, and then the second guy is... pretty well stays down there, but he moves around between all the buildings. Also.
But they normally take care of this stuff here? These four items here?
No. The janitor basically takes care of all the health department area and some cleaning and stuff like that. The other guy is more seasonal help. You know, he mows grass right now, and then during the winter time he'll help on projects and stuff. So
you send your people to Wood River to do these jobs?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. GRP and Wegman installed these. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Water facility, health department office space. We ran some data lines for temporary offices on the second floor in the old teen pregnancy area.
Do we have empty space up there on the second floor yet?
We've got some on the second floor. It's not really conditioned. It's heated, but not air conditioned. There'd be some pretty extensive remodeling to make that usable. But that's really about the only spot on second that is unoccupied at the time. Health department's receiving a lot more equipment from Stars, and they're probably going to take over at least some of that as storage for their equipment.
Now, what's this data run? What's that going to do for us?
Well, that's so they can hook up their phones and computers, all printers and all that stuff. There are a few offices that have window air conditioners, and that's the ones that they're going to take over for temporary workers.
It seemed like you spent a lot of time there.
Yes, we did.
A lot of offices in there.
Yeah.
Just old building again.
Old building and a lot of people. Woodward facility, health department antenna. They received a ham radio set through the Stars equipment. We ran the antenna and installed ran the cable for the antenna and installed the antennas. And then Wood River office space for state's attorney, we completed their data lines and removed the wooden shelving from their new office. And then I got facility tours. We talked about touring animal control after the meeting today. Is that still what everyone wants to do?
I can't go.
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Animal control. Does anyone want to go after the meeting today?
I can't make it today.
I'd like to go, but I don't want to go by myself.
Right. Bruce said
he can pick a time where everybody's available.
Right. Bruce said he's running late, and I know last meeting he was wanting to go after this one, too. So, does anyone else want to go?
Well, I'll go if we have a tour, I'll go. But I don't want to be the only one.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Good.
That's special. Right. Request for use of county property.
Right. And we had a request from the citizens to elect Judy Barr Topinka to use the courthouse steps or lobby if it's raining. Date requested is September 17th at 10:30 a.m.
How long are they there?
Didn't really say. I would imagine half hour to an hour.
What day is the 17th?
It's Thursday.
What's she doing?
It's an announcement, so she's announcing that she's running for re-election.
Okay. I got it.
I kind of have heartburn with that.
Either we should let everyone do it or no one do it.
Right.
That's what
I'll make
saying.
A motion with approval.
I disapprove.
If we need it.
Okay. We have a motion.
We have done it.
So you can't stop her from doing it.
No, it's
not less.
Building. I mean,
Steve's right.
We have a motion and a second. Now you guys
just going to make yourself look like a-holes.
So?
And some people don't care, maybe.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
All the motion carries. Seeing new business. Do we have any new business, Kurt?
No.
Does anybody from the board have any issues in your business?
I do have a resolution kind of going back up into the bills for the holiday schedule for October. It's Columbus Day.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to approve the holiday schedule for October.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Seeing no other new business, we'll call, I'll entertain a motion to approve a purchase request for emergency repairs to the Kiowa Street Tower for $10,821. Administration courthouse annex remodel for $260.98. Health department phase two bills for $1,517.41. A capital project outlay for the Wood River facility for $82. And approve the Wood River facility fire alarm system, a sum of $937.36, and the bills of
purchase orders.
Right here, I have a Joe, question. Before we finish, I have a question
we'll get there. I need a motion in a second.
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead.
Is this $92,000 on the back page? Is that something we approved already?
Right, that was an emergency resolution for.
Okay.
Sorry, I
didn't
mean
to call you back, Lynn. 7:18 Sunday morning.
M. Joe.
Hi.
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 Hi. All eyes. If nobody has any further business to bring before this committee, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until
October
1st, Tuesday, October 1st, 2013.